Imagine you are standing in your hallway in the middle of a Tuesday night, and suddenly everything goes pitch black. I am not just talking about the lights flickering out because of a passing storm, but that heavy, absolute silence that follows a transformer blowing or a main breaker tripping. In that moment, your house changes from a familiar sanctuary into a confusing obstacle course of sharp corners and invisible furniture. You reach for your phone, but the battery is at 4% because you forgot to plug it in. You head for the kitchen drawer, where you think there is a flashlight, but you end up rummaging through old takeout menus and loose batteries that died 3 years ago. That feeling of rising heat in your chest, that slight edge of panic because you are unprepared, is exactly what we are going to fix today. I want to walk you through how I built my own home emergency kit, not as a pile of gear for a cinematic disaster, but as a practical, reliable system that turns a chaotic situation into a minor inconvenience. Building a kit like this is less about buying expensive gadgets and more about understanding the fundamental needs of your household when the modern conveniences we take for granted suddenly vanish. We often think of emergencies as these massive once-in-a-generation events, but most of the time, being prepared means having what you need for a 48-hour power outage or a broken water main. When I first started putting my kit together, I had this idea that I needed to be ready for anything and everything. I bought a massive, military-grade rucksack and stuffed it with enough dehydrated food to feed a small village, and tools I didn't even know how to use. I thought, the heavier the bag, the safer I was. I'll tell you why that was a mistake. A few winters ago, we had a massive ice storm that brought down limbs all over the neighborhood. The power went out around dinner time. I felt proud of myself as I hauled that 60-pound bag out of the garage, feeling like I was finally putting my preparation to use. But when I opened it up, I realized I couldn't find the one thing I actually needed, which was a simple manual can opener for the soup we wanted to heat up on the wood stove. I had three different types of tactical knives and a magnesium fire starter, but I was standing there in the dark, hungry and frustrated because I had overcomplicated the basics. I learned that night that an emergency kit is only as good as its accessibility and its practicality. It taught me to stop thinking like a survivalist in a movie and start thinking like a responsible homeowner who knows exactly where his tools are. Now, before we even touch a piece of gear, we need to talk about where this kit lives. It should be in a spot that is dry, easy to reach, and known by everyone in the house. I keep mine in a heavy-duty plastic tote with a lid that snaps shut. It is tucked into the bottom of the linen closet, right in the center of the house. You want something that offers some resistance when you pull it out, so you know it is sturdy, but not something so heavy you're going to strain your back. If you live in an area prone to flooding, keep it on a higher shelf. The goal is that even in total darkness, you can walk straight to that spot and put your hands on the handle of that bin without having to think about it. Once we have our container, we start with the most vital element, which is light. I have moved away from those old incandescent flashlights that give off a weak yellow glow. Instead, I rely on high-quality LED headlamps. There is a specific reason for this that you will appreciate the second you have to actually work on something. If you are trying to change a fuse or check a leaking pipe in the basement, you need both of your hands free. Holding a flashlight between your teeth or under your arm is a recipe for a sore jaw and a dropped light. A headlamp puts the beam exactly where you are looking. When you click it on, you should feel a firm, tactile click, and the light should be a crisp, cool white that cuts right through the shadows. I also keep a few handheld lights and a large LED lantern that can sit on a table to fill a whole room with soft light. It changes the mood of the house from a cave back into a home. Next, we have to address the power situation, We live in a world where our phones are our primary way to get information and call for help. I keep two high-capacity power banks in my kit, and I make it a habit to check their charge every few months. Along with those, I keep a dedicated set of charging cables specifically for the kit. You do not want to be searching for your daily charger when the lights are out. I also keep a small hand crank weather radio. There is something very grounding about turning that crank and hearing the mechanical whirring. Knowing that even if every battery in the house fails, you can still get a signal from the outside world. When you tune it, you'll hear that familiar static before the weather band voice comes through, clear and steady, giving you the updates you need. Water and food are the next layers of the kit, and this is where most people go overboard. For a home kit, you want at least 3 days worth of water for every person and pet. That usually works out to about a gallon per person per day. You can buy the pre-packaged flats, which feel heavy and solid when you stack them, ensuring they won't leak. For food, keep it simple. We are looking for things that are high in calories and require little to no preparation. Think about canned stews, peanut butter, and granola bars. And please, learn from my mistake and tape a manual can opener right to the top of the bin. When you pull it out, it should be right there, ready to go. You want items that have a long shelf life, things you actually like to eat, so that a stressful situation doesn't feel even worse because you are forcing down something unpalatable. Moving into the more technical side of the kit, we need a basic first aid setup. This isn't just a box of colorful bandages for a scraped knee. I'm talking about a kit that includes sterile gauze, medical tape, antiseptic wipes, and a pair of sturdy scissors. When you open your first aid box, everything should be organized so you can see it at a glance. You don't want to be digging through a jumble of loose pills and wrappers when someone has a real cut. I also include a small supply of any essential medications my family needs. It is also a good idea to keep a printed list of emergency contacts and a physical map of your local area. In a digital age, we forget how much we rely on GPS until the towers are down or the signal is jammed. Feeling the paper in your hands and seeing the grid of your town laid out gives you a sense of direction that a dead screen never can. Then we get into the utility items, the things that help you manage the house itself. I always keep a roll of duct tape and a multi-tool in the bin. Duct tape is the ultimate temporary fix for 100 different problems, from sealing a drafty window to holding a piece of plastic sheeting over a broken pane. A good multi-tool should feel heavy and balanced in your hand. When you fold out the pliers, there should be no wiggle in the hinge. It should feel like a solid piece of engineering. I also keep a pair of heavy-duty work gloves in there. If you have to clear debris or handle something sharp, you will be glad you have that layer of thick leather protecting your palms. One often overlooked part of a home emergency kit is a small amount of cash in small bills. If the power is out across the whole town, credit card machines and ATMs aren't going to work. Having $20 or $50 in fives and tens tucked into a waterproof bag can be the difference between getting a bag of ice or a gallon of gas and going without. It's a small detail, but preparation is really just the sum of all these small details working together. Once you have all your items gathered, the way you pack them matters. Put the heavy things like water and canned goods at the bottom of the bin. This keeps the center of gravity low and prevents the bin from tipping. Place your most frequently needed items, like the headlamps and the radio, right on top. As you settle everything into place, you might feel the bin getting heavy, but it should still be manageable. Slide the lid on and listen for that satisfying snap of the latches. That sound is your signal that you are no longer at the mercy of the unexpected. We aren't quite finished yet, though. A kit is a living thing. Every 6 months, maybe when you change your clocks for daylight savings, I want you to pull that bin out. Check the expiration dates on the food and the medication. Turn on the flashlights to make sure the batteries haven't leaked. This routine is what keeps the kit reliable. If you just shove it in the closet and forget it for 5 years, you might find a mess of corroded metal and expired crackers when you actually need it. Taking 20 minutes twice a year to maintain your gear is how you ensure that mentor-like calm when things actually go wrong. You might be thinking that this sounds like a lot of work for something that might never happen. But the peace of mind you get from knowing that bin is sitting in your closet is worth every bit of effort. It changes the way you look at a darkening sky or a flickering light. Instead of that frantic search for a candle, you can just walk to your closet, grab your headlamp, and lead your family through the situation with confidence. You become the person who knows what to do, the one who isn't rattled by the dark. When the lights eventually come back on and the emergency has passed, don't just shove the gear back in the box. Take a moment to see what you used and what you didn't. Replace the batteries you drained and the food you ate immediately. This keeps the cycle of preparedness going. There is a deep satisfaction in being the person who is ready, the one who has the tools and the knowledge to handle the unexpected. It's about taking care of your home and the people in it, one practical step at a time. We've turned a potential crisis into a manageable task, and that is exactly what being a capable homeowner is all about. You've got your gear, you've got your plan, and now you can rest easy, knowing you're ready for whatever the night brings.